Mistress, I'm going out to swim for the day. Is there anything I can do for you while I'm out?
Please keep an eye out for any customers, especially that particular person.
I should have known. Of course, Mistress. I will inform you if anything happens, though I doubt it will. The seafloor is lovely today. The sea lettuce is super green and so soft. It appears that it will be a calm day on the sea, as I can see the light streaming down in fractured rays today. Today is perfect, except for that shadow that keeps passing over me. Oh my. It's the person that Mistress told me to keep an eye out for. I should let her know.
Mistress, the person you've been waiting for is approaching, though they seem rather lost. Shall I show them to your door?
Please do, and do not forget your disguise. We do not want to scare them away before they get here.
Oh, do I have to? I hate doing that, especially with their kind. I hate pretending to be something I'm not.
It will put them at ease. And please do smile and be cheerful. After all, we are running a business here.
Yeah, because a smile will fix everything they've done to us. They are more than happy to throw us out because of our gifts, but as soon as they want something that only we can provide, they come swimming our way, crying and begging for spells, please. I want to be thinner. I want to get the girl of my dreams. And do we help them? Yes, we do. Yet we are still seen as witches or the villains. I'm sure that they tell nighttime stories to scare their children into behaving.
Yes, I know it is unfair, but we will get back at those who have done us wrong. Including with this merfolk, I'm sure. In fact, they do not know it yet, but they are the beginning of the end for all merfolk. So please, just play along while you bring them here. I will even make your favorite meal as a reward.
Really? Roasted electric eel? All right, you got yourself a deal.
Showtime.
Oh, watch it! Ow! I'm so sorry. I wasn't looking where I was swimming. Here, let me help you. Say, aren't you a little far from your town or the nearest mer town? I'm sure I was the only one who swims out here. What am I looking for? Oh, thingamabobs. How many thingamabobs do I have? I do not mean to brag, but I got like 20. I even got gizmos and gadgets and a plenty who's-its and what's-its galore in my collection. I know that's a big collection, but I do not know when my collection will be complete. You already think my collection is complete? And you think it's pretty neat? Thanks! I've worked hard on it. Say, you never did say, tell me why you're out here in the first place. Are you here to see the Sea Witch? I'm sure you've heard rumors in your town about an old sea hag. That's not very nice to call someone. Oh, you've heard in the past that she's been called a nasty and even a witch? My, your town does not seem very nice. How do you know that she has not mended her ways, repented, see the light, and made a switch to this? You should not base your beliefs on what others say. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I will lead you to this sea hag's lair if you promise to keep an open mind. Do we have a deal? Great! I will take you to her then. Mistress, I'm back, and I've brought you a customer, a very eager customer. Well, this is where I'll leave you. Remember our deal. Bye-bye. I'm going to see the sea trench.
Welcome to my home. I will be with you in just a second. I must say, you must be rather desperate to come out all this way to see me. Did my assistant help you well enough? That's good to hear. I will tell you a short tale while I finish up in here. Like you, she came to me many years ago. And I'm sure, like you, she heard rumors about me. But that did not stop her. It's funny. It's usually I who gives merfolk and all sea folk offers that they simply cannot refuse. But in a strange turn of events, it's her who made me an offer I could not refuse. Why did she do that? Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. You see, it would seem that she has similar gifts as myself. But her story is quite different than mine. She accidentally stumbled upon her gifts. So in secret, she practiced her abilities. And when she got old enough, she opened a health clinic to help unfortunate folk who got injured. Well, one day she apparently helped the wrong person and they called her a witch. They went to the king and asked to have some soldiers get rid of the witch in the town. She does not talk about it, but from what she has told me, it got quite violent, quite quickly. One of the soldiers managed to get a huge chunk of her tail. Well, magic can do many things. One of the things it cannot fix or heal is an entire limb. So I'm afraid that experience has made her quite bitter. She works constantly on her gifts, and her hard work has really paid off. In some areas, she's not as strong as myself, but in other areas, she surpasses my abilities by quite a bit. You saw how she looked. That is not how she really appears. That is her magic. I can do similar magic, but everyone seems to be able to see right through my disguise. Especially animals, mirrors, and small children. My assistant has no such trouble, and that was part of her deal, you see, to accept the good and the bad parts of her. She would stay with me till the end of her days and keep me company as long as I accept her as the way she is. And I am so glad that I accepted her offer. I had not realized how dark and bitter my days had become before her. But since she has been here, she has been a true light in my life. I would even dare say that she has made me a kinder person. But do not think that I have gone soft. I said kinder person. Not a soft person, for a reason. There we go. Oh yes, you may come in now. I'm ready. I was not expecting to take a trip down memory lane today. But that's okay. It's time for business. I'm here to help you out with whatever it is that has brought you here. Rumors have reached me all the way out here, and I've heard about the troubles you've had with the mermaids in town. Yes. They flock to you and don't give you a moment's rest, now do they? And you've turned away each one of them. So why come to some reclusive old sea witch hour then? You feel that they're just after your inheritance and wealth. Well, that's definitely a possibility. You know what? I'm going to say that I don't believe you. Come on, sweetie. Tell me what you're really here for. After all, it's what you came here for, isn't it? And if you don't tell me with complete honesty, how am I going to help you? Yes. There's someone you've fallen in love with, isn't there? And you want to catch her eye. But unlike all the other harlots and trollops trying to catch your eye, she doesn't seem to even know you exist. Now does she? Oh, I see. So she's too powerful to even take notice of you, now is she? Is she a princess? A queen? Who is she, dearie? You can trust me. Come on now. Oh, you can't be serious. This explains why my divination hasn't been working right about you. I mean, I knew you would come here and that you would ask me for a favor. But this? Of all the sea folk, you fell in love with me. Do you know what it means to fall in love with a sea hag? A witch? To carry on the line of magic that courses through us? You do. And you've considered the consequences. And you're willing to prove it. This is by far the strangest request that I have ever gotten, but I'll admit that I also fancy you. After all, you're rather handsome, and you have a strong latent magical aura about you. And whether you really do love me, or a rival has ensorcelled you, I suppose I am willing to see where our relationship takes us. Now, as you know, as a sea witch, every contract with me, and yes, you came to me to make a contract, things like this require a price. And this too is going to require a price. But I think in this case, you may enjoy it. I think I'm going to enjoy it as well. You see, the price for having a relationship with one such as I is to immediately consummate said relationship. Let's not beat around the seaweed, my dear. Let's just get on with it, shall we? You know, having helped so many others with this very situation, I have to admit that being faced with it now myself, I find myself rather nervous. Ah, I see that your mermaid meat is already growing and already ready. Well, my octo-woman vaginal canal is quite moist already. Shall I just lean back on this coral wall and I'll just wrap my tentacles around you and bring you in towards me then. You fill me so nicely. No need to use my own tentacles or anything, or a nuba chopper. Oh, what you hear? Strange cracks in my self are filled. Yes. Pump into me. Yes. Fill me, my new lover. Fill me like I've never been filled before. Deeper. Fill me deeper. Deeper and faster. Right there. Fuck yes. By the nine seas. Is this what I've been missing out on? All the way out here. Let me just wrap my tentacles around you tighter. My dear. I'm just going to use a little of my magic to imbue you to greater heights. Don't mind me. No, it's fine. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's fine. You enjoy it, huh? Right? Yes. Keep pumping your mercock into me. Fuck yeah. Give it to me. Yes. Fuck yes. Yes. I want that. All of your deep sea cock. Fill me with hundreds of Oh, to have so many. Oh, carry on the line. More, come in me, so much, fertilize all of it, yes, Oh, my dear. I can still feel you inside of me, pouring your seed deep, deep into me. Oh, let's just lay here so that I can get every last bit of your essence. We'll worry about anything else just later, okay? Like I said, I think we'll both be happy with this price. And I think that may have been enough to carry on my line. Thank you, my dear.